Hello, I'm Dr. Tareef from Psychiatry Department, and my partner here is Dr. Sotelo from Family Medicine Department. We are presenting a quality improvement project that is targeted at depression treatment and remission, aptly titled Aiming for Remission. Our quality improvement project is aimed to increase remission rates of major depressive disorder in our UT outpatient primary clinics from an initial baseline rate of 12.45% for major depressive disorder to a goal of 20% remission rate. This is to occur within a time span of 8 months since initiation of project with end date of May 2020. The problem this QI project addresses is failure of our hospital system to attain incentivized revenue payments in the previous year of $250,000 from the Delivery System Reform Incentive Payment District, which I will refer to as FRIRMNA going forward. This is a loss of revenue in secondary to our primary clinic failing to meet and reach the goal of DSRIP, which has put 15.19% remission rate for MDD as a goal that should be attained by outpatient clinics. Prior to our project, major depressive disorder remission rates were 12.45% at our UT clinic. This is a significant concern since MDD has 18.6% prevalence in our family practice outpatient clinic. MDD causes significant morbidity, poor health outcomes, and comorbid illness, poor health self-rated quality of life, and increased healthcare resource utilization. The treatment goal of MDD is to attain remission. Remission is defined as being a state of being symptoms-free of depression. Per U.S. Preventative Task Force best practice recommendations, our clinics currently screen all adult patients with a PHQ-9, which is a patient health care questionnaire and a screening tool, in a standardized instrument with excellent psychometric properties of 88% sensitivity and specificity. It detects and assesses the severity and remission status of MDD, ranging in score from 0 to 27 max, correlating to a diagnostic criteria of major depressive disorder. Per DSRIP, to attain their incentivized payment, they have their own definition of remission of MDD, which is a reduction of PHQ-9 score from an initial score of 10 or higher to a score of 4 or less within 4 to 8 months from initial screening and index event of major depressive disorder. Dr. Sotelo?
So initially, the process of obtaining and following up on the PHQ-9s in our clinic was very unclear. And so that encouraged us to sit down together and process and map out the obtaining and tracking of PHQ-9s and the following them up with patients. What we found was one of two things was going on. Either the follow-ups were not occurring or follow-ups were occurring, but we were not documenting them properly. What we decided to do was to dedicate an employee position whose sole purpose was to obtain PHQ-9 follow-ups at 6 months. And with this, this intervention allowed us to attain a 27% remission rate and exceed our goal by 7% and DSRIP's goal of 15.19% remission of MDD in our clinics. Again, this wouldn't have been done without us implementing this employee to follow up on PHQ-9s. Dr. Tareef?
Simplicity is the greatest form of sophistication, as quoted by Steve Jobs. Aptly, that describes our project. We didn't move heaven and earth, however, we did move family physicians to take PHQ-9 score seriously. Our QI project is simple, efficient, effective, and resulted in immense success, leading to our hospital system being awarded the massive DSRIP incentivized payment of $250,000 for achieving and exceeding the DSRIP goal of 15.19% measure in MDD remission. Caveats for our project, possible reporting bias on patients with phone follow-ups on PHQ-9s, PHQ-9 being not necessarily diagnostic of MDD, could be a major depressive episode. Our initial index PHQ-9 scores could be secondary to medical or biopsychosocial contributory factors, comorbid illness that we did not assess for, or the reasons that certain patients had symptom remission and certain patients had refractoriness to our response. Our next step is to sustain and further have iterative processes of improvements, integrating collaborative care, standardizing and development and implementation of protocols and guidelines. We will collaborate with researchers to identify root cause analysis to assess detriments of certain patients and refractoriness to symptoms of others. The brilliant Dr. Sotelo will continue to advance this project and spearhead further improvements in our QI project to sustain our efforts. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Questions?